Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't like practical jokes, I don't want to know you.
Really? What if they're scary or they're jump scares? Someone gets hurt?
I need people around me who have senses of humor.
That's fair.
And no, I'm not talking about vicious, horrible, practical jokes like calling, oh my God, your dad's dead. And then,
God.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about creative,
okay,
subtle, even childish. The more childish, the better.
Fair.
We brought this. This came up yesterday. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what we were talking about.
We were probably talking about something off air.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about good practical jokes. Mm-hmm. And the holidays are a great time because you're going to people's homes. They're coming to your home. You're meeting them at parties. And it's a great time to do real subtle practical jokes. The kind that really don't reveal themselves maybe for months.
Yeah.
Like you could leave something at somebody's house and, you know, they discover it. And it becomes a traveling trophy then. You bring it to somebody else's home.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting out the show today. I want your best practical jokes. And listen, again, I'll say it. If you do not like practical jokes, you and I just wouldn't get along. Because that's my, like, I am always looking for an opportunity to pull a practical joke, whether it's hiding and scaring my wife when she walks through the door.
Scaring. I know. I don't like
Or just... And I've got a laundry list here that I'm going to reveal.
Good,
here.
Well, yeah, I want to hear some.
651-461-9226. Phone calls, texts, and use that voice message app. We had a couple of messages on the voice message app yesterday. So Josh is in for DJ today. Pull that baby up. See if people utilize that. The latest one I've had, and I don't know what made me think of this, because it's a great practical joke, because most people, they don't inspect their vehicles before they get in. You know, like a pilot, by law, has to walk around the plane and just make sure the engines are on.
Absolutely.
People don't do that. And when they get in their car, they just get in their car and drive away. So I thought, and this is something I think I thought about in my Dear Santa a couple of years ago, where you can go online and you can order magnetic bumper stickers. So they're magnets. They're not real bumper stickers. You're not, you know, destroying somebody's property. And you can just order bumper stickers and basically put anything you want on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're magnets. So I can't really reveal a lot of the sayings I put on these.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like offensive.
But you can order like dirty.
Dirty. You can put anything you want on.
Really? They'll print those?
They'll print those.
Because I once tried to do this on a golf ball for Mark and they said they wouldn't print like a curse word. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So the bumper stickers.
You got to find a different company. I'm sure there's companies that'll do that.
Okay.
And again, they're not offensive. They're not racist or anything. They're just,
okay, good.
But they're like something you.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. And. Okay. I had a few made, and we were up north with some friends this past fall, And we all met at a place, and sure enough, walking out, and I was sneaky about it. I walked behind his car, and I put it on there, and it was a bumper sticker that expressed how this person liked to do something.
Okay.
I can't really say any more than
that. That's okay.
We were following him on the highway, and the bumper sticker's there, and I'm just taking great humor in the fact that he's driving around, doesn't know this bumper sticker is on his car, but it's a pay it forward. Finally, he gets home and he took a picture. He's like, what the hell? And I said, yeah, sorry. I said, now you get to pay it forward on somebody.
Wait, did he know it was you automatically?
Oh, yeah. When they know, they come to me. They're like,
and
that's
how
Carter.
Did he find it? Did someone like honk at him, or did his wife say, what the heck is on your car?
Yeah.
Or he just walked around and saw it. Do you remember?
I think he just walked around and saw it.
Yeah, okay.
But humor and people driving by him and seeing that bumper sticker and going, wow, look at that guy. And I'm sure people were looking at him in the car, and he's probably wondering, why are people looking at me? So, yes, that was that's my latest and greatest. But again, that one, you can pay it forward.
Absolutely.
So you get to do that to somebody else, and I'm sure it'll come back to bite me at some time, because I'm sure I'll get in my car and not reveal it. We got a couple phone calls. Should we get to
it? We have a lot of practical jokers listening, good. Apparently. Yes.
My kind of people. Matt is in Lakeville. Hi, Matt.
Good. One of the better ones that we've had lately was we were up north camping, and one of our neighbors needed some bug spray, and we were fresh out. So I went into the cabin and came out with some Pam, unknowing to him. And he sprayed his arms and legs and his back of his neck and face with buttered Pam. And when he got to his face, he could taste the butter, and he knew something was up.
Oh, my God.
In the dark, you have no idea.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It probably attracted mosquitoes, too.
Oh, my God. We laugh about it to this day.
Fantastic.
So good.
See, so simple, but so funny.
And that's hilarious.
Yes. Yes.
He was probably very moisturized afterward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
So good.
Rick is in Elk River. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Rick.
Show.
Thank you.
This is not my practical joke, but I wished I would have done it. My buddy worked with a guy who watched his neighbor's house for 3 weeks, and he went to the thrift store and bought all new pitchers and hung them up in the house and wrapped up their pitchers and put them out in the garage. And I guess it was 3 weeks before they noticed there was different pictures hanging up in their house.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You have no...
They're pictures. Oh, my gosh. That's what a great joke that is.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny, Rick.
I thought so, too. You guys take care.
Thanks, Rick.
Yep. Call in anytime.
Hilarious.
What about you? Do you have a good one?
Mark and I have one. One night, he had lost something, like something ridiculous, like a tray that he puts his wallet in or his ring or, you know, something like that. And he's like, where is it? And he was like blaming everybody in the house.
Yeah.
Did Marley take it? Did you take it? Who moved this? Did the cleaning lady take it? You know, that kind of thing. And it was where it was supposed to be, somewhere like on in his closet. And so from then on, we have taken this tray and I have hidden it like in his glove box. And then 3 weeks later, he'll find it. And then he'll hide it in my underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And this little tray goes back and forth between the two of us. And by the way, now I realize I haven't seen it for months. It's somewhere. I need to go and look. It's like somewhere in the basement. He's hidden it somewhere good on the top of my closet or like in a purse maybe I just use for winter.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or I'll open up a suitcase and it'll be in there. And it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Because we do forget about it. And then all of a sudden it appears and it's hilarious. And then the whole family gets in on it. So it's fun to do with couples. I know another couple who sends like an invitation for one of their nephews' bar mitzvah, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they'll slide it into someone's luggage or put it into their computer, put it on their computer. So funny.
Yeah.
Just hilarious.
Hang on the line. Mike and Steve, hang on. We got to take a break. I don't want to get too far behind. More of your practical jokes. A lot of texts coming in too. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You raise a good point off here that the really good ones, you can't really tell on the air.
You cannot. You can't say what the bumper stickers
say. Exactly. I wish I could say what these bumper stickers say. And again, they're not.
No, they were offensive. They were gross.
Are they offensive?
Well, maybe not offensive, I mean,
they're
gross.
Yes. They're
sexually vulgar.
Sexually vulgar.
Yeah.
But they're not like racist or homophobic or
absolutely
things like
not.
That.
Just, right. You know, a little gross.
Exactly.
And funny.
Wow, we touched a nerve here.
We did.
We got Mike in Minneapolis first. Mike, go ahead.
I need to tell you that forever, as long as I can remember, for me, April Fool's Day has been a holy day.
Yes,
it is. I was working in a place once where we would have salespeople visit, and this person came once a week, and we had a really good relationship. We got along great. One day she showed up, and I went out and I put a note on her car that said, "I'm so sorry about the damage to your car. And I waited for you as long as I could, but I had to leave and you can call me tonight after 6 at this number." And then I put another coworker's phone number on it and who I didn't get along with.
Oh,
very well.
Yes.
He was a real hothead. So all day long, every sales call she made, she said, "I got out and I looked. I went around the car twice. Every time, I couldn't find a scratch on it.
Yeah.
I was going crazy." She called him that night, and he just exploded.
Wow.
He had no idea what she was talking about.
Fantastic.
Good. I hope it resolved okay.
Yeah.
Did you get outed?
She figured it out.
Okay.
I mean, she was just like, "Oh, this is totally Mike."
Oh.
You know, and she came in and she had a little present for me. And I mean, a real one, like, you know, a little token gift. She was like, "That was priceless."
Yeah.
So
she
funny.
Enjoyed it.
Good one, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
You can't hurt people with these.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
You
right.
can't.
Yep.
So
thank
yeah.
you, Mike. Steve is in Wayzata. Hi, Steve.
We used to go over to our buddy's house, and when you'd go in their bathroom, you'd take their toothbrush and put it in your butt crack, take a picture of it, and then send it to them about a week later after they've used it.
Oh, God. We said ones that don't hurt other people, Mike, or
that
Steve.
Don't hurt nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, Steve is not getting invited
no,
to my house.
No, yes. Stay away from the
oh,
toothbrush.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark in Minneapolis. Mark, please save us from that last one.
Well, this one is kind of tame, but it was kind of fun. When we'd be visiting my daughter in Rochester during the holidays, say we're getting back on the road at 1 o'clock, I would tell their Alexa, at 2 p.m., oh. start playing heavy metal Christmas music.
Yes.
And at 4 o'clock, start playing polka Christmas music.
That's good.
That is good.
So
that
good.
Is innovative,
yes.
too. Very good, Mark.
Really
That's a good
clever.
One. That's like the old 3 a.m. wake up
yes.
alarm, set
Lots
the alarm
bands.
For 3 o'clock
yes.
in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. With the Alexa, boy, you can really do a lot of damage.
Used to be able to do that at every hotel room I stayed in. I'd set the alarm for like 3 o'clock in the morning when I left.
And God,
the
you're
the
annoying.
The next person who shows up is waking at 3
you.
In the morning.
Let's get to some of these texts. And keep
sure.
the calls coming in.
Lay them on me,
6514-619-226. This one said, my family had a practical joke at Christmas time where somebody gave a Coca-Cola-branded chili kit. And it continually got regifted year after year for about 23 years. Suddenly it went away, which was the final practical joke because everybody is waiting for it.
Yeah.
23 years. That
that's
is
pretty
a
good.
Long
it's a good
time
run. And that's what some
up.
Of these become traditions where yes. you sneak them in there. It's yes. great. They almost expect it.
Yes. It doesn't take much with my wife. I literally turn the corner and she's scared because yeah. I exist.
You know, there's a whole genre on TikTok and Instagram videos of husbands scaring their wives. And it's just a time after time after time after time. And the reactions, like, because some of these people, their reactions are just great.
And also, there's also those ones about matching your energy. Like, one of the couples sitting watching TV, and they freak out, like, if they saw a mouse,
yeah.
you know, and they start screaming,
yes.
and you see how the other
yes.
one reacts.
Right.
You guys should do this at home. Like, just you're sitting on the couch chilling, they freak out,
yeah.
and just see how the
yes.
other person, yeah. it's just, it's hilarious.
It is.
Some of those.
It's so simple, too.
We talked about this yesterday. I find old couples at Target and put lube in their cart and watch the drama unfold at the register. I have a brother who likes to leave Miller Lite bottles in cupboards on shelves wherever he can hide one and
yeah.
to be found weeks later. Does it smell, though, or does he wash them out? No?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't smell that bad.
Okay. On April Fool's Day, my son replaced the sugar bowl with the salt. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A practical joke. On April Fool's Day, a few years ago, I came into work early and hooked all of our truck's air horns to the driver's windows. When all of the other drivers came in and went to open their truck door to start their truck, it would pull the air horn.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. And alarming. This one is a little sick. My husband used to play a joke on his friend who drove a Harley. My husband would drop a couple of bolts and nuts under his bike
oh.
and then act concerned and
oh,
ask
geez.
If his bike was okay.
That's cruel. Gee, that is cruel.
That's awful.
That's cruel. Or we used to do this one, too, where like
oh
when we were younger,
God.
We would like dumb kids. We'd drive by somebody like on the freeway
mm-hmm.
and like point your tire.
Oh, no.
Your tire. And the people would be like freaking out about their tire.
I would freak out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a good one. Don't do that.
This one is terrifying. I'm reading the house one. A friend and his wife had just moved into a new house. They had a bug problem and noticed some mice in the house. They spent hundreds of dollars to get rid of them. So about a month later, I planted a 5-foot-long snake skin under their couch.
Oh, my gosh.
When they found it, his wife left the house and hired an exterminator to comb through the house. She wouldn't move back in until they found the snake. I had to come clean and tell them what I did. We laugh about it now.
Hopefully they laughed about it then.
See, not me.
That's a tough
one. Let
me
tell you, if you are my husband's
that'd
friend
piss you
and
off.
You do that
yeah.
and I have to leave my home,
yeah.
you're not allowed back
you're
in
not
the
allowed
home.
Back in the home.
We're done being
yeah.
friends. Yeah, that is harsh.
Some of the ones, too, like I'm a juvenile and like a lot of these, there's whole TikTok accounts
yeah.
dedicated to, and there's a phenomenon where these multiple people do it, but they go into like a restroom at like a convenience store and they put in like a fake turd.
Oh, God.
But it's like massive. And then they'll like spray like sauce all over
stop
it. And then
it.
They have like nasty fart spray.
Gross.
And then they'll like, hey, somebody, you got to check this out. So then the cleaner will come in there and like, what the hell? What happened in here?
It's
so, but I laugh at him. I'm like, I'm such a sick
I know,
person.
But people are gross. I mean, this one, I think, Adam, this is yours. A buddy drove home from Giants Ridge with a magnet sticker that said, I love gay porn. little old ladies were giving him
yes.
the worst looks while he drove down 35.
My bumper stickers did not say that.
They were close.
Close, but even a little more raunchy than that.
They were close. This is funny. I have a neighbor who loves to give me crap for driving a Prius. One day, he set, he put a set of truck nuts, painted them blue, and strapped them to the back of my Prius. I drove around
nice.
For 2 days before I
absolutely
noticed.
Absolutely nice.
Rent. That's funny.
How about this? Getting to know my future brother-in-law up the lake for the first time, he brought his 12-foot fishing boat with a 10-horse motor and left it.
Did it skip? Sometimes our technology back here is in the Stone Age. I'll jump in with one.
Thank you.
When our kids were around 10 years old, we would use a rubber band to hold the kitchen sink spray nozzle on so whoever turned off the faucet would get soaked. Yeah, I get it. Whoever turned the faucet on would get soaked. Yeah. So like the water would go in their face. They were quick learners, and then they did it to us sometime later. Pretty funny. That's good.
That was a good one, too. Like the classic, when you had the spray, the hose with the sprayer.
Yep.
You could put the, you know, the rubber banders on that and you turn it on and just get soaks you. That's a good one.
Yeah. I had a bald law school classmate attend my 10th reunion where he portrayed a nondescript high school classmate with the real classmate's graduation photo on his label. The imposter shared memories with other classmates, memories that never occurred. Still today, 40 years out. Gosh, see, it got cut off. Oh, you, this is why you guys need to call in.
That is so good. That is dedication. Where you?
That's a good one.
You are taking somebody else's persona and just making up stories about what you've done in your life. That is like gold to me. I would like cherish that.
Yeah, you got cut off. I'm sorry. I don't know where it is, but that's a good one. Like you're bald now and you had hair back then. So it is sort of it's believable. Oh, that's good. We're not telling you what the bumper sticker said. We're just not doing
no.
it. We're not going to.
I'll tell you off air sometime. You can show up at the fair and I'll pull you aside and I'll tell you what they said.
Yeah. Yeah. And as middle schoolers, we thought it was great fun to put a tack on someone's chair until one of the kids got a very serious infection.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, that hurts. Okay,
that's physical harm.
Do not do that.
We don't advocate for any kind of physical harm. We just
dumped a whole
bottle of yellow food dye in my grandson's kiddie pool when I was over visiting during the summer. Parents thought he urinated in the pool excessively. This reminds me of Adam's April Fool's Day prank guest he has on every year. I don't have an April Fool's prank.
You don't?
Every year. No, I don't. It's too easy. And April Fool's, people are suspect to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a neighbor at church who fell off a ladder cleaning leaves out of his gutters and tore his Achilles. Oh, awful. We put up a sign at church for free gutter cleaning and put his phone number on it.
Nice. good stuff.
Wow,
we got
fun.
A lot of response. Thank
they
you all for the calls. And again, I don't want to know you if you don't like a good practical joke.
They were fun. Yeah, but don't scare me. I don't like being scared.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.